They also know it isn't. It's black, so it must be a memory, I guess. To determine whether an effect is truly perceptual, psychologists often use a simple test called pop-out, or segregation. If you look at a set of tilted lines scattered amid a forest of vertical lines, the tilted lines stand out. Indeed, you can instantly segregate them from the background and group them mentally to form, for example, a separate triangular shape. Similarly, if most of a background's elements were green dots and you were told to look for red targets, the red ones would pop out. On the other hand, a set of black twos scattered among fives of the same color almost blend in. It is hard to discern the twos without engaging in an item-by-item inspection of numbers, even though any individual number is just as clearly different from its neighbor as a tilted line is from a straight line. We thus may conclude that only certain primitive or elementary features, such as color and line orientation, can provide a basis for grouping. More complex perceptual tokens, such as numbers, cannot. We wondered what would happen if we showed the mixed numbers to syntheses who experience, for instance, red when they see a 5 and green with a 2. We arranged the 2s so that they formed a triangle. When we conducted pop-out tests with volunteers, the answer was crystal clear. Unlike normal subjects, syntheses correctly reported the shape formed by groups of numbers up to 90% of the time, exactly as non-syntheses do when the numbers actually have different colors. This result proves that the induced colors are genuinely sensory, and that syntheses are not just making things up. It is impossible for them to fake their success. Visual processing. Confirmation that synesthesia is real brings up the question, why do some people experience this weird phenomenon? Our experiments lead us to favor the idea that syntheses are experiencing the result of some kind of cross-wiring in the brain. This basic concept was initially proposed about 100 years ago, but we've now identified where and how such cross-wiring might occur. An understanding of the neurobiological factors at work requires some familiarity with how the brain processes visual information. After light reflected from a scene hits the cones, or color receptors, in the eye, neural signals from the retina travel to Area 17, in the occipital lobe at the back of the brain. There, the image is processed further within local clusters, or blobs, into such simple attributes as color, motion, form, and depth. Afterward, information about these separate features is sent forward and distributed to several far-flung regions in the temporal and parietal lobes. In the case of color, the information goes to area V4 in the fusiform gyrus of the temporal lobe. From there, it travels to areas that lie farther up in the hierarchy of color centers, including a region near a patch of cortex called the TPO, for the junction of the temporal, parietal, and occipital lobes. These higher areas may be concerned with more sophisticated aspects of color processing. For example, leaves look as green at dusk as they do at midday, even though the mix of wavelengths reflected from them is very different. Numerical computation, too, seems to happen in stages. An early step also takes place in the fusiform gyrus, where the actual shapes of numbers are represented, and a later one occurs in the angular gyrus, a part of the TPO that is concerned with numerical concepts such as ordinality, or sequence, and cardinality, or quantity. When the angular gyrus is damaged by a stroke or a tumor, the patient can still identify numbers but can no longer divide or subtract. Multiplication often survives because it is learned by rote. In addition, brain imaging studies in humans strongly hint that visually presented letters of the alphabet, or numbers, graphemes, activate cells in the fusiform gyrus, whereas the sounds of the syllables, or phonemes, are processed higher up, once again in the general vicinity of the TPO. Because both colors and numbers are processed initially in the fusiform gyrus and subsequently near the angular gyrus, we suspected that number-color synesthesia might be caused by cross-wiring between V4 and the number appearance area, both within the fusiform, or between the higher color area and the number concept area, both in the TPO.